this update on our COVID-19 health emergency here in Arkansas. Again, I'm delighted to be joined by Secretary Nate Smith, Dr. Nate Smith, as well as Secretary Mike Preston, who will be speaking on some economic and financial assistance packages. I'm also joined by the Executive Director of the Arkansas Bankers Association, Lori Trogdon. Thank you for your leadership and partnership on this. And then Rob Robinson, who is Chair of the Arkansas Bankers Association, will be speaking from a banker's perspective as to what assistance can be provided. And then, very importantly, we have Congressman French Hill from the 2nd District that will be talking about the federal legislation and what relief that will be available to individual and small businesses in Arkansas. Yesterday, we had 381 COVID-19 cases in Arkansas. Today, that is up to 404. And with that, we've had two new deaths, the now total 5 deaths in Arkansas because of this pandemic outbreak. Just as a matter, as I like to share the story as to how progressing through this, one of my continued frustrations, which I thought was handled, that I thought we got over the hump, was on the testing, because we have put in our testing equipment at the Department of Health. We've expanded that capacity. UAMS has expanded their testing capacity. We have our commercial labs that have expanded as well. And I felt like we had done everything that we should do to have a dramatic increase in testing. But then there's every one of those testing machines has to have a sequence of supplies, reagents, things that have to go there to make the laboratory testing process work. Well, it is that supply chain now that is backed up. Dr. Smith and his team are having to manually do much of the testing. We're still getting testing results, but it is not the significant increase in testing that we wished. And so we're continuing to fight through the national shortages and backlogs on some of those on the supply chain for our testing equipment, and hopefully we'll be able to make continued progress on that in the coming days. This is a health crisis that we're facing in Arkansas, but it is also a financial crisis for many Arkansans. Over 30,000 unemployment claims have been filed, which are record levels at any point in our history. Many restaurants have been closed, barbershops, cosmetologists, gym owners, and so many others have temporarily closed their doors, which means to them revenues. Yesterday, two historic bills were passed to alleviate some of these challenges and provide relief for Arkansans who are truly hurting. The Arkansas General Assembly passed the emergency legislation last night. In the wee hours of this morning, I signed it into law at 12:30 a.m. this morning. This legislation will allow us to extend the deadline for the payment of taxes. It allows us to fund the essential services of government. In Congress, the CARES Act passed by the President yesterday. The essence is that our federal and state partnerships will ease the burden for Arkansans. Delaying payment of income taxes to the state and federal government by 90 days for individuals at the state level. It will increase unemployment benefits and expand the list of those that are covered. It will provide for direct cash payments and small business loans and incentives to retain employees. Secretary Preston will talk about the Quick Action Bridge Loan Program through our economic development program here in Arkansas that will have bridge loans up to $250,000 that you go to your bank to see, and then smaller loans for smaller businesses up to $25,000 that you go to AEDC for. And these are designed as bridge until we have the full strength of the SBA loans that are in place. And so those are some of the things that we're working on. I'll ask Secretary Mike Preston to come and talk more specifically about the unemployment status, as well as some of the access and help that we want to give to small businesses. Secretary Preston.
Thank you, Governor. Appreciate your leadership and giving us the flexibility to be allowed to utilize the Quick Action Clarity Fund and set up these programs very quickly so we can get it out to those businesses who are in need. First, on the unemployment insurance, I know our office continues to get a lot of calls about this. As the governor mentioned, we this week alone have seen over 30,000 new applicants that have been processed for unemployment. That's over 9,400 from last week, and this is a historic time for us. We are upgrading our capabilities to handle the increased volume. We've expanded our website, so it's now available 7 days a week. I know there's some glitches this morning. We've got those corrected, and the website is up and running. So go to the ezarc.adws.arkansas.gov. And you can file your claims there, or you can call our hotline at 844-908-2178, and that's a Monday through Friday hotline. And starting Monday, we're increasing our line capacity as well as the people answering those phones and processing those claims. So we hope to be caught up, but we realize over the next couple of weeks those numbers probably will not improve as a state, and we're going to have more coming in. So be patient with us. You will get processed. It is backdated to the day that there is a separation from your employer. So if you're nervous about that, if you don't get through the first couple times, we will backdate that. As the governor alluded to on the CARES Act, there's going to be some additional provisions, including an additional $600 of weekly benefit payments that will be on top of the normal state payment. Pandemic unemployment, and this is for those workers who are not covered by traditional unemployment, so the self-employed, independent contractors, the gig economy workers, the hairstylists, athletic trainers, all those who have recently been impacted, they'll be eligible, and you'll go through this same process through UI, through our website to apply for those. As the governor mentioned, we're also looking to help businesses wherever we can. And as the SBA is standing up their programs, we want to make sure that capital is available to them. So we have the Quick Action Bridge Loan Program. This is to be focused on small businesses who are in need of cash immediately that are hoping to SBA injection of additional cash. This is up to $25,000. Reach out directly to the Economic Development Commission. You can go to our website, arkansaedc.com/COVID-19. Submit an email there, and an application is already online. We've received already 500 inquiries just this week alone about what we can do. And then a big thanks to our friends across the state from the Bankers Association, all the Arkansas banks who are now partnering with us on a quick action loan guarantee program. And as the governor said, this is for a little bit larger loans, up to $250,000 that we'll guarantee. We urge businesses to still go to your banks and look for all the available resources that you can for funding. And if there's just gaps or anywhere that we can fill in, we'll partner with those banks and we'll guarantee these loans up to 80%, again, up to $250,000. So thank you to Lori and the bankers for hard work on this, for Candace Franks and the bank department within the Department of Commerce who are staying in constant contact with our banks. Our banks are in a strong position going into this and are looking to help Arkansans. With that, Governor, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Mike, and I want to thank your team at Commerce and Workforce Services that are working around the clock to make sure these applications for unemployment insurance are processed. I know that people wait, but whenever you look at 30,000 claims, they have been processed, and there's still more to be done. So I want to thank you for the extra work that your team has been accomplishing. And next, Rob Robinson, as I said, is chairman of the Arkansas Bankers Association. Rob, bankers play a critical role in this, and please come and tell us how bankers are going to respond to this.
Sure. Good afternoon. Thank you, Governor. First and foremost, your leadership during these trying times is greatly appreciated. I also would like to take a second to thank all the healthcare professionals working so hard across the state right now to protect us in the communities in which we live and work. Arkansas banks are open. They're safe and actively doing everything possible to help their fellow Arkansans and Arkansas businesses that operate in your communities. From fee waivers to loan forbearance to emergency loans. Your hometown banks are assisting customers directly impacted by this pandemic. Rest assured, your hard-earned savings and checking accounts are positively and unequivocally safe and protected. Since 1933, no depositor has ever lost a penny of FDIC-insured funds. Very simply, your money is safe in the bank, not in your mattress or buried in a coffee can in your backyard. Secretary Preston just mentioned a couple of loan programs that the AEDC are administering to help small businessmen and women in the state of Arkansas. Many of you are familiar also with the recently passed CARES Act that Congress passed Friday and the President signed into law yesterday. Arkansas banks are going to be able to use the tools in that act to help their customers right now. Arkansas banks, in concert with the Small Business Administration, will be able to approve and originate 100% government-guaranteed loans to small businesses, and they're designed to provide immediate working capital needs to small businesses here in Arkansas and in the across the United States. This includes self-employed and independent contractors, nonprofits, veterans organizations, and tribal business concerns with less than 500 employees. In addition to these government loan programs, I can assure you that all banks are currently working actively with their commercial customers, with their consumers, to help them through this difficult time by way of loan modifications, payment deferrals, fee waivers, as I mentioned before. Banks are here to help. Would like to give just a few details on the payroll protection program that was provided in the CARES Act, because it does immediately help the small business owner with payroll expenses. The loan amounts can be up to $10 million, but no more than 2.5 times your average monthly payroll. How much will be forgiven? That's the biggest question that we're getting right now at the banks. That amount, it will be the principal balance of the loan reduced by an equal amount to the expenses for payroll, utilities, and rent or mortgage payments. And that's over an 8-week period. A lot of people are asking about the interest rate for these loans. It'll be no more than 4% once the remaining balance is determined after the forgiveness takes place. Documentation. Very simply, we've been assured by the SBA that this program has been streamlined to make it as easy and accessible to the small business women as possible. Never before seen for those of you who've ever had to work with the SBA on a loan program. One final and very important detail about these loans is they are non-recourse and they will not require a personal guarantee. Now I'll close very quickly, Governor. I recognize that we are in uncertain times, but speaking for all the banks in the state of Arkansas, we're open and we're ready to help you personally or help your small business navigate through these challenging times. So I want to encourage anyone who foresees financial difficulties or experience them right now to reach out to your banker. They are prepared and anticipate your call.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you.
There's not been a better partner than Congressman French Hill as we've navigated the state's needs, the needs of Arkansas. Federal legislation was developed, but he's also a banker and brings particular expertise to this issue. And so French, if you would come and talk about the federal legislation and what it might mean to Arkansans.
Thank you, Governor. It's a pleasure to be with you, and really on behalf of Senator Bozeman and Senator Cotton, Congressman Womack, Congressman Westerman, and Congressman Crawford, we appreciate the partnership we have with you. Your federal delegation is committed to helping our governor deliver the results we need to fight the virus, kill the virus, and return our economy to its full productive capacity. I appreciate my friend Rob Robinson, who went over some of the small business features that was in the CARES Act, and my friend Mike Preston, who went over the unemployment insurance piece. Let me touch on some of the other things that were in the CARES Act that directly affect our families. ways. First, over the next 3 weeks, the Treasury will issue the $1,200 to each adult, $500 per child for each family. In the past, that's been tied to some level of earnings of a previous year. There is no such constraint. So individuals making under $75,000 will be eligible for that $1,200, and a couple making less than $150,000 will be eligible for that. A Social Security number is the only qualifier. People concerned about their retirement plans, and with the volatility in the stock market, many are. The bill allows you to take money out of your 401k plan to help your family or to help your business without the 10% penalty. We also, in this bill, waive the required minimum distribution of retirement plans for Arkansans that are over 70 and a half years old. They don't have to take that required distribution that's taxable out of their retirement plan in 2020. It's waived for the whole year. That'll be very helpful to our seniors who are concerned about the volatility in the stock market. Looking at our businesses, some things in addition to what Rob described today, payroll taxes for businesses are now deferred for 2020. The 6.2% on the employer side of the pay tax is now deferred for 2020. It's repayable to the Social Security system in 21 and 22. For employers that take advantage of some of these programs to retain employees, not furlough them, not lay them off, employers are eligible to a 50% of payroll tax credit that will also yield an immediate tax refund for our small businesses. This is on top of the benefit that Rob went over in terms of the liquidity loans. The law was changed for net operating loss carryforwards. If someone experiences a loss in their business, now all losses for 2020, 2019, and 2018 can be carried back 5 years for federal income tax purposes, thereby generating a tax refund for those businesses. Another way to get cash into all of our businesses. A new employee benefit was put in this bill on a permanent basis, and that allows businesses to now pay $5,250 to every employee student loan. In the past, that kind of thing has been taxable to the employee. It's now not taxable to the employee. So as an employee benefit, an employer can now pay $5,250 to help an employee pay off their student loan. The employee does not have to gross that up taxes. So that to me is something very helpful to now combine with President Trump's decision to waive interest on student loans. A couple of other business related points. If you have an existing loan from the Small Business Association, a 7A loan, a 504 loan, you are now, the SBA will now pay the principal and interest payments on those loans for the next 6 months. Let me repeat that. If you're an Arkansas business and you have a small business outstanding today, you may have the P&I, the principal and interest on that loan, paid by the SBA. This is an incredible benefit to our small businesses that are leveraged with a small business credit. So, Governor, again, let me reiterate that your federal delegation is at your side to do two things: kill this virus and get this economy back to full capacity. We're your partner. Count on us, and we're here to help you.
Thank you, Congressman Hill. That is encouraging to see the relief for Arkansas, both for those that have lost their jobs, lost their livelihood, but also for those businesses that are wanting to retain employees and continue. I want to emphasize, while Secretary Preston talked about the unemployment insurance that's available, about the checks that will be coming from the federal government, that I want to appeal to all Arkansans, don't give up on work. Even while we have some businesses that are closing, they're shedding workers, we have other businesses that are looking for workers, and we have businesses that are going to be coming here expanding. We want you not to give up on work. but to be out there looking, even though we might not have that a reporting requirement for unemployment insurance. We're going to have a lot of opportunities. Don't give up on work in Arkansas. And then I started this talking about our health crisis, so let me come back and ask Dr. Smith. I thought it'd be good if he concluded this with more specific information, as I know that will generate some questions as well. And so, Dr. Smith, thank you.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Congressman Hill, Secretary Preston, and really for all of our partners in the private sector who are helping Arkansans to get through this. We've got quite a road ahead of us, and we're all going to need that help. I want to give some more details on some of the numbers that the governor shared with you. We have two new counties that have reported cases, Baxter County and Johnson County. Of the 404 current cases, 15 of those are children, ages 18 or less. 130 are older Arkansans, aged 65 or older, and 259 are adults 19 to 64. We continue to have a slightly predominance of women over men, 61% women, 39% men. Our racial breakdown remains about the same, with 74% white, 15% African American, and the rest are other. I want to give a little bit more information on some of the underlying conditions. Of our 404 current cases, five are pregnant women, 32 have diabetes, 29 cardiac disease, 19 have chronic lung disease, 9 have chronic kidney disease, and 11 have an immunocompromising condition. We also have, we continue to have 48 of our positives who are in the hospital, and again, 17 on a ventilator. We have the same number in nursing homes at 42. We now have 24 who have recovered. And unfortunately, as the governor mentioned, we have two additional deaths, so we have a total of five deaths. The age range for the two additional deaths, one in the 70s and one in the 40s. Both of those are in central Arkansas. A couple of other things I want to mention briefly. We have some real hot spots in our country now, particular cities where lots of COVID-19 transmission is occurring. For example, New York City, New Orleans, and other cities. People who are traveling from those cities to Arkansas or from international locations or other states where there's active COVID-19 transmission, I really urge you to screen for 14 days so that we don't bring additional cases into our state. Also, as the governor has alluded to, not just in Arkansas, but across the country, we're still dealing with limited testing capacity. The commercial sector and those who produce these tests and the reagents are increasing their production, but at this time, we're not able to test everyone we would like to test. The testing priorities set by the CDC and are being used throughout the country are healthcare workers first, those patients who are hospitalized or in a long-term care facility like a nursing home, and those who are 65 years of age or older who have symptoms, and also those with chronic underlying medical conditions. That leaves a lot of people, though, who might have symptoms, might have risk, but aren't getting tested. There are, of course, some people who have gotten tested and are still waiting for their lab results because some of the commercial labs are backed up. Sometimes it's taking a week or longer to get those results back. Because of this, it's very important that we continue the social distancing, that we be mindful that public spaces are places where COVID-19 transmission can occur, even if no one in that group knows has had a positive test result. But I want to bring out a real positive example of how a community has come together to support the hospital and the healthcare workers who care for patients there. In Saline County, churches have come together in their cars and in the parking lot of the Saline Memorial Hospital to come together to pray. And this is a way that they can show their support for the hospital, for the healthcare workers who are caring for patients, and also for them to have an impact on their community and to accomplish their mission, even though they're not meeting together the way they normally do, and potentially exposing one another to COVID-19. And finally, I'd like to talk a moment about weddings. Weddings are important and very happy events, but they can also be opportunities for COVID-19 transmission in these times, especially when we have older or vulnerable individuals in attendance. I want people to think creatively, just like these churches have done, to figure out ways to accomplish the important purpose and the important function of a wedding, but in a way that does not put people at risk. It would be a terrible and tragic thing if individuals became infected and became sick, maybe in the hospital or worse, because they gathered together at what was supposed to be a happy occasion. And with that, I'll go ahead and close, turn it back over to the governor.
Thank you, Dr. Smith, and it's appropriate after your comment to mention that I did issue a proclamation yesterday calling on Arkansans to pray tomorrow, and calling Sunday tomorrow a day of prayer in Arkansas for this crisis and across our nation. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions. Yes.
Regarding the national supply chain issues for testing materials, have you asked for federal intervention on that?
Yes. I talked to the CDC director yesterday, raising the issue about the supply chain and how he could help us address it. And so I've raised it. We've also raised it with the private sector directly, the companies that we rely upon. And of course, you know, it's when it's being controlled by the private sector as to the supply chain, you know, they're backed up, they're doing the best they can. We know that there's other priorities across the country, but I believe in fighting hard for the people of Arkansas, and so I'm pushing every envelope I can, from the federal government assistance to the private sector, to accelerate that supply chain for our state and for our citizens. We have had some success as we've moved the ball forward on these things, but it's a constant effort, I'm learning.
With other states, is that a possibility?
You know, that's I'm going to let Dr. Smith comment on that. There is conversation with other states. I know Dr. Smith had checked with others on supply chain. So Dr. Smith, do you want to comment on that?
This is really a challenge, because this is not just an Arkansas issue. It's really across the country. And in fact, some of our neighbors are in more desperate situations, because we have more cases. For example, Louisiana, they're in the midst of a real crisis. And so normally we would draw on our other states for additional supplies or volunteers or whatever. This is one of those where I think those who can give have given, but everyone is experiencing supply shortages and limited testing capabilities.
For the two latest deaths that were reported in Central Arkansas, did they have any underlying health issues, did you say?
I don't have detailed information, but at least one of them did not.
Yes.
So regarding the allotment of funds toward healthcare workers specifically in this state, can we just kind of get a clarification of who exactly that's going toward? We have a lot of people concerned that the funds will only be going to help nurses specifically, because that seems to be the examples we are getting a lot of. Can you kind of clear that up?
No, it's broader than that. And so it's non-physician direct care workers. And so that could include respiratory therapists, somebody that's dealing directly with a COVID-19 patient. And so it's broader than that. You know, the Department of Health is still working on precisely the breadth of that coverage, but it is broader than simply the nurse that I referenced yesterday.
Will there be a list available when, I guess, that's all worked out on who specifically it's going toward?
It certainly will be, and we are still waiting. I checked on it today with the waiver with CMS that we need to accomplish. And the information I have is that it's days and not weeks. And so we're anxious to receive that, and some of those questions will be answered at that time. But again, what we're asking for is for extra payments for those that are non-physician direct care workers.
Will this be only in certain areas of the state, like rural areas, or will it cover a more broad geographic area?
That should cover the entire state.
Governor, last weekend you said that you weren't really considering a shelter in place for the state of Arkansas or for these counties. As we continue to see more and more cases, and we're expected to see 2,000 within early April, are you considering it at all now?
We're watching the trend line very carefully, and we want to keep the state in operation. And I was thinking as we were listening to our banks and the congressman here, we're asking people to keep their employees on, and you need to go see your banker. Now, we want, when you go in the bank, social distancing to take place, but we don't want to stop people from the ability to go get a loan to keep their employees working. And so we're urging, follow the social distancing guidelines, the limitation on gatherings. And the more I see what's happening across the state, I see that working. And so that's our game plan, and to put the necessary restrictions in place, the admonitions. I want to talk to Dr. Smith when we finish here about putting a little bit more beef in some advertising and some marketing, make sure everybody understands the urgency of this, particularly our young people, so that they can, you know, they're very active, but we want them to follow those guidelines as well. But those are the measures we are looking for. Yes.
Have there been any confirmed cases of the virus in any Arkansas prisons or facilities?
The answer is no, but I want the doctor to affirm that.
No, that's correct. I'm not aware of any at this time. Obviously, these are populations that we're very concerned about. I've been in regular communication with Secretary Kelly about the Department of Corrections and any suspected infections. We prioritize those testing so we get those results right away. But at this time, I'm not aware of any.
Dr. Smith, when you ran down the list of chronic conditions that some of the people who are affected have, does that duplicate individuals? Like, do some people have more than one condition?
Certainly.
There are some who have more than one condition, yes.
Is there any concern? We continue to talk about social distancing, but we see people outside every day at parks. Some people are gathering closer than 6 feet. Do you have any concerns with that?
Well, sure we do. And we want to continue people to pay more attention to it. And that's why yesterday we made it a directive. We also gave law enforcement the capacity to go out and to discourage people from violating those rules. And sometimes it's just people aren't paying attention. They're forgetting the importance of it. Sometimes there's more egregious cast event. So we have given authority to law enforcement to go out there and to express it themselves that this needs to be followed, these guidelines for health purposes. And I know that Dr. Smith and his department is doing the same thing. You know, we're not trying to give people citations. We're not trying to ruin people's lives or have martial law in place, but sometimes people need friendly reminders, and that's what we're doing, but they need to remind each other and their neighbors. This is a different time we're not accustomed to, and so those reminders are critical.
I agree. It's important for each Arkansan to take, to do what they can to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Obviously, we can't watch everyone all the time. We're set a good example here. You may notice I'm trying to keep a 6-foot distance from the governor. We talk about all these things very frequently, and in terms of our position on these, there's no daylight between us, but you'll notice that we're keeping a healthy distance apart as well.
Last question. Go ahead.
This is my last. We've heard that there is a possibility that the federal government is supplying more PPE than the 25% that was already given to the state. Is that true?
Yes, we've received, we had a first shipment of 25% of our requested amount, and then we received a second shipment that of that same PPE, and I believe that's where we are right now.
We're receiving our final shipment this week.
Okay. Just like a number of how much that is that's coming in?
We can get that detailed information to you. I don't have that right now. Oh, there you go. Look at that. Does that mean it's 100% of our requested amount, or is that 70%?
It's this is all we're going to get, but it's not quite everything. What we're expecting in this final shipment, again, this is what's projected or promised. It's not what we've received, but in terms of N95 masks, 60,450. For regular face masks, 143,511. Face shields, 31,207. Surgical gowns, 25,688. And for gloves, 184,258. Again, we'll need to see what we actually receive, but that's what's been projected for this final receipt from the strategic national stockpile.
And of course, in addition to what we're receiving from the strategic stockpile, we have our own orders placed from the private sector that's funded by $30 million from the state. And so we're looking at that too to add to that supply right here.
This might be better for Mr. Robinson, is it? You mentioned that your money's safer in the bank than in a coffee can or a mattress. Are banks in Arkansas reporting unusual levels of withdrawals or liquidity issues or anything like that?
Great question. The answer directly is no. But in pockets, we've heard of folks concerned, and rightly so. This is these are uncharted territory, but I can assure you that banks are liquid and their deposits are safe.
I just would add that a portion of the CARES Act also authorized the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, to fully guarantee transaction deposit accounts or bank debt products. This was done back in the 2008 financial crisis. So the CARES Act authorizes the FDIC to provide that additional surety if they need to do it.
With that, thank you for being with us today, and we'll look forward to the next occasion. Thank you.